Madeline, you there?
Hi, this is Rob. Who's on?
Hey, Rob, how are you?
Good, good.
Hold on just a minute. Let me make sure we're in different. Oh, there you are. Is that
Hi,
you,
Rob.
Madeline?
Yeah, I'm on.
Okay, good, good. And she's at her desk because some things are going on that she might need to part ways. And Yvette's in my office, so we're all here. Hope you're doing well.
I'm doing great, thank you.
Good, good. And before we get too far into this, I just need to let you know I've got to leave by like 3:40-ish to be an appointment at
Well,
4:30.
I'll do you one better. We'll be done by 3:30.
that suits me fine. That's great, and thank you very much. And before we dig into all of this, I just got to tell you, your latest tie on the video is a killer.
Yeah, you looked really sharp in
You
that video.
did. Not that you didn't before, but that was do you dress yourself, or does your wife have some sort of like geranimals kind of thing where you match it all up?
I've got friends that are colorblind, and they literally have their wife lay their clothes
Yeah,
on
I
for
know. I got one too. I got one
them.
too. He can't dress it. Although I think he's passive aggressive, but he can't dress himself, he says.
Isn't it funny? I mean, it's
Yeah,
so funny.
I know.
And
But that was a very, very nice outfit. And then,
thank
so
you.
is
Thank you
is
very
your
much.
is your haberdasher a local person, or do you go around the world to get it done?
Well, it's interesting. I used to have two guys that dressed me. Raymond, one of those, what were they? Tom James
Tom
and
James, yeah, I remember it well, yeah.
and another guy. And one of them left Tom James, and I'd buy a few suits from him, and I'd buy a few suits from the other guy, and that ended up being my suit story. Were too many suits in the closet, had to get rid of them. But so that was fun. And then, but I buy ties kind of wherever I see them and I like them, and kind of reflect my mood at the time. So it's been a, I forget what tie I had on there. It's probably maybe it was my biking tie. I don't know.
Blue stripe. Blue and
Oh,
white
really?
stripe, I think.
No,
Wasn't
it
it?
was with the, he had a black suit.
A dark suit, yeah.
Yeah.
Work
And a
suit, yeah.
white.
No, it wasn't
Blue.
mine. It was striped diagonal.
Okay. Maybe I'm colorblind and didn't know it.
I might have to look at that week 9 again. That sounds pretty. Remember what the heck I had on.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to digress too much, but I mean, it just really. And of course, having Yvette say the same thing, it really popped out at us because
Oh,
not that you
that's
look
right.
bad in the other ones, but it was like, holy cow, that looks. Have you, last thing, last digression, do you all have access to Vineyard Vines ties?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Good. We have a Vineyard Vines store down here in Charleston, and God, I love those things. They're just. There's something for every mood you want to be in.
Well, that's kind of it, whether you're tarpon fishing or you're playing tennis or you're going to hit a golf ball, it doesn't matter. They got something for you, Or
Exactly.
riding my bike, I got a couple bike sets.
There you go. There you go. Okay. We've got some notes we've been taking from the videos, and I would love for you to wax eloquently about a couple of things that we Yvette and I were just talking a second ago about how if I'm speaking only for me, but the other two can tell you where they are in this too. It's funny, the deeper I go into this, the more questions come up because I'm having a hard time articulating this because I can visualize myself going through the motions with clients. So then when I'm doing that, I can think about possible reactions, whether it's the person that we're sending off somewhere else or the person that we're prospecting using, that was in nine about using the 90 day for prospects or for those that we're going to keep. So what I'd love you to share with us is what experience have other people that have done this had, and how do you counsel that if we get like clients that are in the program complain about something? You know, I've got this idea in my mind that they're going to love it, and I know they are, and I'm not going to say you're wrong, but if there's a complaint or there's something about bad performance in a portfolio or you know, we know that giving them more attention is going to be good, but every now and then there may be some blowback. So what has happened to other folks, and how should we handle some of that?
Well, good. It's a really good question. It's kind of like the president having more news conferences.
Okay.
You know, on the one hand, the public loves it because they get to know, you know, great communication. On the other hand, the president may not like it because he's got to answer questions.
Right.
He may not like, right? So,
right.
Now, what's the key to him staying cool and doing a good job? What's the key for him?
Stay on message.
And be prepared.
Be prepared, yeah. That's what Yvette said, be prepared.
Yeah. So you got to anticipate every question and have an answer for it. Now, here's the good news, Jack and Yvette. There are only so many questions and so many answers. Mm-hmm. And so once you do this, you're prepared. And the great thing is your confidence goes way up when you're prepared.
Yeah.
So you want to say to yourself, okay, what are the possible blowback questions?
And before you get into the meeting.
Just write them down.
Yeah, okay.
All right, so write down every question that you think could come up that would make you uncomfortable. And then get an answer for it. Now, you can use me. In fact, that'd be a great thing to do for next week.
Okay.
Write down every question. You get your best answers together and then ask me the questions. And let's see if I can improve on those.
All right. So let me make sure I'm clear. So we should think of the questions that our clients are going to ask us.
That's right. You said the clients might ask me questions that would make me uncomfortable.
Yep. So we think of those questions and then ask you as part of our exercise next week.
Right, but write down what you think are probable answers.
Okay. Oh, I got you. Okay. I got you.
So what would you say without me? Okay, and then we'll see if together we can improve on that.
Got it.
Okay.
All right, that makes sense.
And I'll answer them without hearing your answers.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Okay, just because it'll give us something to think about, because I don't want to be influenced by your answer. I'll try and do it on my own, and that way you'll get a fresh perspective.
Yeah.
I mean, I have lots of advantages over you. One is that I'm a client, and I've been a client for a long time. And I'm a, you know, I was a financial advisor. I was a manager. And I've done nothing but coach thousands of FAs for 12 years. So my my inventory of experiences dealing with these questions is pretty vast.
Yep.
And I don't know if you've been watching any of these guys on YouTube, but there's a guy named Levin. I think his name's Levin.
Yep.
And then there's another Jewish guy.
Yeah, Mark Levin and somebody else. I can't remember the other guy's name, but
you watch them on YouTube? I haven't.
He's got a TV, a radio show, and they sometimes broadcast.
Oh.
Yeah. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
And the other guy goes to college campuses and just stands there, and these college kids ask him questions, and he just is brilliant.
Yeah. Yep. Uh-huh. I know what you're talking about. I can't remember him though.
Yeah. I mean, it's, you know, something. Anyway, the point is do you imagine the homework he does, but the game is he's doing the same thing every week in front of the pretty much the same audience. He's getting the same questions. He's got the same answers.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
Right. You know, why why is capitalism better than socialism?
Right.
You know, so he's got a fabulous, fabulous answer for that.
Right.
And that's what we need is people, you know. So what we need from you is to have you as prepared as he is.
Right, right. It becomes our responses just become normal and natural. And we do that with so much of our other stuff. So, you know, yeah.
Right.
Tell him the story.
Right. And so you're uncomfortable because these are, you know, when you're firing clients, you haven't done that. If you did it since you began the business, it'd be like routine.
Yeah, yeah. Yvette's got a question.
Well,
I'm sorry.
I was going to say, we may have a whole lot to talk about with you next week because purposely said that Monday afternoon, this Monday coming up afternoon, is when we are going to get down to the business of firing some clients.
Yeah, we're blocking it off.
Okay.
We have the list. We've done a few here and there, but we got a lot more we got to do, and we're just going to dedicate that afternoon to those phone calls.
To getting it done.
So we're going to see. We're going to get we'll see what kind of pushback we get. You know, we'll be able to.
But before you do that, write down the answers you're going to give them to the questions they're going to ask.
Yep. That's right. That's exactly right. Good. Okay. That's going to be a good exercise next week because that gives us an opportunity to be very specific on both sides of this and to really think deep enough into that's kind of what I'm interrupting myself, but it's kind of what we're doing anyway. We think about like we're going to have an important presentation on Friday, and we always kind of do this, bounce things back and forth, and Yvette does her agenda, which we've already told you about what we do, but we kind of anticipate what they're going to say back to us about all of our meetings.
And we've done a lot of these. We do a lot of these kind of similar meetings in similar formats. So we are fairly well prepared. We are well prepared.
Yeah.
I don't know of any time that someone has really...
No.
I mean, they might have a special circumstance that requires, you know, more research. But for the most part, you know, it's not like we're stopped.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right.
Okay, I've got another one here. We were intrigued a little bit by your butlers.
Yeah, that was good.
can dig in a little deeper into that because it sounded like to me that with the butlers, we could deviate a little bit from the supernova plan in order to accommodate. So I want to shut up and listen to you.
All right. The butlers is an accommodation for the butler of the wealthy person.
Okay.
And he said, do me a favor and take my butler.
Okay.
And I'll remember it.
Oh, that's good, because I didn't know where the term came. You didn't have an explanation in the video.
Yeah, it didn't say exactly where the butler came from. That's great. Take my butler.
Right. If you take my butler, I'll take care of you. All right. So as long as they are actually butlers, then it's okay.
Okay.
I don't think there are many people with butlers these days.
No, they're not. But
all right. So who qualifies as a butler? It would be children of your best clients when you take their assets and divide them by the number of children and they meet your minimums.
Yep. Now, can butlers also be someone who works with some of our best clients?
Yes, it could be a center of influence.
Okay. Oh, yeah, that's right. You did say that. I'm sorry. Yeah.
That doesn't meet your minimums, but is critical to your practice.
That's
so the rule of common sense trumps all other rules.
Yeah.
So everybody says, Rob, you're so rigid. I said, I'm rigid because it's so easy to have a million exceptions. So we're not going to have any exceptions except when one makes sense.
Okay. So the common sense is so-and-so is a center of influence at the electric cooperative that we do a ton of business with, and
right.
and he or she is having one of the folks that works with them that are retiring, and they've only got $750,000 rather than the $2.3 million that this other person has, and we would be we would have no common sense if we didn't take that other person too.
That's right.
Okay.
So what you do is you use your brain and say, you know, we have space available, we can accept this, but we make it clear to them that this is doing them a great favor.
Yep.
Okay, so no anonymous giving.
Yeah. Okay.
I mean, we talk about giving to give and give and give and give and all that. On the other hand, when we're violating our rules, we must let the party know that this is an exception for them.
Yep.
All right.
Yeah.
Because otherwise that becomes the minimum.
Yeah. Yeah. And we've broken out of what we're trying to do. Yeah. We got it.
Right. Exactly. So an example would be we had a gentleman that checked into our city in Indianapolis, and he was the CEO of an insurance company, had virtually no money at the time. And we made him a butler for 2 years, and then really it was a prospect, right? And
yep.
then when he got his rollover or got his money, got his first big money, it was $20 million. So that was a clear example of a butler decision that we made in order to accommodate a future opportunity. So somebody's – and we talk about it being within the next 24 months. A person has $500,000, but they're getting a $3 million rollover in the next 24 months, then that makes all the sense in the world.
Yeah.
If the person is 50 and they have $500,000, probably not, okay? Because they're not going to be – it's going to be 15 years before we see the rollover.
Right, right. Well, all right, then a further question with the butler. If we get the butler, and do you let the butler know that they're a butler?
Yeah, I would, because you want the butler to know that he's getting the deal.
Okay.
You don't want him complaining because, you know, this or that. You want him, let's say he's the center of influence.
Mm-hmm.
This is one of the accommodations you make for him. One of the things you do special for him.
Right. You
take he and his wife out to dinner, you take him to a ball game, you take him to a show, you take him and you service them, all knowing that they send you 4 great clients a year.
Okay. All right, then taking it one more step further.
Yep.
If the service model, the Supernova model for the butler, is different, this is a two-part question. Do we let the butler know that it's different, and then
yes.
when the butler gets bigger, do we
yes.
refer? Okay. Yes.
And make sure it's a 4-1, meaning it's 4 contacts a year, one of them in person. Don't violate
right.
the one in person thing.
Right. And
make
then,
sure you do that. Make sure you do that, because that will be the key to whether you think it's worth it or not.
Right, right.
And you say, well, I don't want to meet with him in person. It's not worth it. Well, then don't take him as a butler.
Yeah. That makes perfect sense. Okay, like I said, the more we do this, the more questions come up for us, but this is great. Okay, we've got one more question. This is referenced to the 90-day free look, which was a real interesting, I'm thinking about, we had two situations that sneaked away from us last year. If we had been in this program, we could have done that. We tried to do whatever our version of that was at the time, and it didn't work. But anyway, you learn. But now, when we are now looking at the 90-day free look with prospects, would we not be better off to wait and do that until we're actually actively involved in the supernova? In other words, if we're, you know, I'd hate to have somebody who's a prospect and we haven't honed our delivery, you know, honed our program yet. Does this make sense? Well,
yes and no.
Okay.
Yes. You know, don't let the what is this, the saying, don't let the perfect get in the way of the better, I guess, or something like that. The point is that whatever you do now is going to be better than what you would have done before.
Okay. Yeah. That's good.
Yeah, don't let the perfect get in the way of the good.
Okay. Yeah. Because I can see those are the two BP guys that we tried to get and we couldn't get. And
we don't know why, right?
Yeah, we don't know why. Yeah. And yeah, so that would have been great to say, okay, let's we'll show you what we do. And it could have been, you know, so much better.
Yeah, and if you get my new book, The Supernova Multiplier, read that chapter on the 90-day free look.
Okay.
Okay, it's really good. I mean, it just it gets more detail and tells you exactly how to do it.
Oh gosh. Okay. Yeah.
Okay, we're waiting for that to come out on audio. I'm ready.
Yep.
I know. I talked to the Don Hines. He's a, anyway, the guy that's doing it is a great guy, and he's just being rigorous. He asked if we wanted the interview pieces like with Alicia Quinn to be a woman's voice. Would that be okay? And I said, oh, that'd be awesome. So he's not only reading it, but then he's going to actually have a woman read the other part, when there's women interviews.
Very cool. Yeah.
Isn't that cool?
That is really super. You can get a new tie from that.
No. Here's the embarrassing thing. He's finding edits. I'm like, oh God. You think you're perfect. I read other people's books and I find I don't know if you do this. I'm an editor, so I find things.
I find things.
And I'm like,
books too. Yeah. I think it's because I'm a relatively slow reader, but I find it.
Yeah. In fact, I sent an email out today that was a very important email, of course, and I let the ladies edit, and it is amazing. And we've done this ever since Yvette and I've been partners, because that's a hat she wore at one time in the research department at Westvaco. But I mean, it is amazing what you see that somebody else sees, because of a different set of eyes.
Oh, you read stuff online, it's horrible. A big article, and there's a big, big old typo right in the middle of it. You know, you're like, are you kidding me? No one reads it?
Yeah, how did somebody not catch that?
And, I know, you know, it's out there, and it's still out there. They didn't. They could go back and fix it, but they don't. Like, are you kidding me? Anyway. We digress.
No, that's good. That's good. Okay, y'all got any other questions?
Good. It's good.
This is perfect. Like I said, it's getting us geared up. Oh, want to let you know, only because you've been so good about letting us tell you about sharing progress, I think we said this last week to you, and we just haven't been able to reschedule it with Gerald's group. Somehow or another, and again, I don't mean this in a negative way, but Easter got in the way of a lot of stuff.
Sure.
So they had to cancel last Thursday, and we just haven't rescheduled yet based on their situation. But we will be having that lunch meeting with them. You know, they'll be on one phone and we'll be on the other. And if I can keep from yucking it up too much with them, it's going to be a good, you know, it'll be a really good exercise for us to talk to somebody that we know that's done this before. And,
right.
And not only know and like, you know, that's done it before.
Sure.
So.
Yeah, you have respect for that. No, that's nice. That's a really good, I mean, I'm glad we decided to do that.
Yeah. All right, it's all yours for four more minutes.
Those are all real people, by the way, in the book.
Uh-huh.
So I had one guy that actually I talked to yesterday, and he said, I called that guy, that Wren guy down in Atlanta that was in your book, and I spent about an hour on the phone with him, asking about, you know, what he stated in the book. So it's, you know, you can go ahead and call anybody you feel like in the book, and check it out, because they're, it's kind of fun when people do that, because these guys, you know, you think, well, is that guy real? Did Rob make that up? You know, did somebody really do that? they're all real.
Yeah, real people and real events.
Real people, real events, and real stories, and real funny. Some of them are really funny stories, like the 90-day free look was a real funny. That was a crazy story. It never was a real thing. I had 90 prospects. It was a 96-4-2-2-1-1 model, and the 90 was 90 prospects, and the guy heard 90 days. I don't know how he figured that out, but he said,
he came up with a new monitor that you with new process there.
He was a really smart guy, and he was a really good FA in Louisville. And he just said that, hey, that 90-day free look thing worked. I go, what 90-day free look? And he said, oh, that thing you were talking about the other day. I said, wow, well, who was he listening? he did it. He had a $10 million client sitting on the fence. And he said, so let's just try this out for 90 days. And what I recommend, by the way, now is an in-person meeting, and then followed by then two phone calls, one a month, and then the final one being an in-person meeting to wrap it up.
Right.
So you've had four meetings, and by then both of you know whether this is a fit or not. And
right.
By then you really put your hand on the scale, and made it very difficult for him to say there's no difference between what you're doing and what his other financial advisor's doing.
Right.
So, and I had one guy do this all the time in California, and he just swore by it. He just said, I'd use it all the time.
So he uses it in his prospecting then, right?
He uses it all the time, every prospect. He just pipelines them.
Well, when you think about the two people we talked about. I mean, I'm sure we met with them one time and called them a couple of times. They didn't pick up. They didn't, you know, respond. But if we had said up front,
this is what we want to do.
Then they wouldn't have felt so pressured maybe to pick up that call or to return a call.
This is how we do this. We'll call you again in 30 days. Yeah. That really is good. And there's no reason that we can employ that, and we kind of do a version of that.
We do a version, but we don't say what we're
doing. Yeah,
we don't
what
say
we're
up
doing.
Front
right.
This is what we're going to do.
Right, right.
So you know, you do everything as if they just opened the account. And so you're doing all these assumptive closes all the way through. So when you're a client, this is what we're going to do. So when you're a client, this is what we're going to do. So here's your folder. Here's the agenda. I'll be sending you the agenda. It'll look like this. And when we're done, I'll send you an executive summary so that when we decide what we're going to do, then we just go ahead and both agree on it. I send you the executive summary. You know exactly what happened. There's no questions. There's no doubt. Everybody is clear. How does that sound? That sounds unbelievable. How does that sound? Sounds great. How does that sound? Great. So you're always, you know, and you can even do, you know, you say, this is what we're going to do. How does that, how would that compare to what you're getting now?
That's why it works. And again, when Yvette said this a second ago, I just feel a need to say this. All we're changing now is telling people that's what we're going to do. It's not that we're doing it a whole lot differently. They don't know what we're going to be doing when we first meet with them. We're just hoping it's going to be a fit. Well, by God, we'll tell them. So, oh, that's great.
Well, it's a huge difference. I mean, it's a little thing. And this is what I always say. You know what I said? Don't give anonymously. Well,
right.
You've been giving anonymously forever. And how can they value it if they don't know what's coming?
Right. Right.
You see? They can't.
Yep.
Everything's a surprise. And they don't know if it's going to be repeated.
Mm-hmm.
It's like having Christmas once and not knowing if it's ever going to come again.
All right. Okay, I've got to sort of scoot my way.
Yeah. This is
been another.
We covered a lot.
Yeah. They're all good. And we'll have our homework for next week, too, okay?
Yeah, I love that. I love that. This will get rid of some of your anxiety.
Yeah.
Regarding those calls. Those, you know, what if we're in a bear market and what do I say and da 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 da. So we've got plenty of ammo, and it's what you do already. You got that's why I say for you to write out the answers, because you've got the answers. You've been dealing with this for a long time.
Yeah. All right, my friend. Thank you again.
Jack, good to talk to you guys.
Yep, you continue to be a great American, okay?
I will try my best. Capitalism. I'll be waving the flag.
There you go, buddy. We'll see you. Bye-bye.
All right, thanks. Bye.